Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Welcome back to another episode of Stoic Mental Armor, where we're building that inner fortress you need to conquer life's crazy curveballs. Today, we're diving into something super relevant, how to practice stoicism during times of crisis. Ever feel like the world is throwing punches your way? Like everything's spiraling out of control and you just want to scream into a pillow. Well, trust me, I've been there. But what if I told you that even in the stormiest of seas, there are anchors of strength within you waiting to be discovered? That's where stoicism comes in. It's not about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about learning to navigate those tough times with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of inner peace. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when the going gets rough. First up, control what you can, let go of the rest. This sounds super simple, right? But it's like the bedrock of stoicism. Think about it, you can't control the weather, you can't control other people's actions, and heck, you can't even fully control your own thoughts, though you can learn to manage them. What you can control is your reaction to those things. Choosing to focus on what you can influence, like your attitude, your efforts, your choices, gives you a sense of power when everything else feels chaotic. Second, remember that adversity builds character. This isn't about romanticizing suffering, okay. But its true challenges are opportunities for growth. When things get tough, we discover hidden strengths, learn to adapt, and come out on the other side stronger than before. Imagine a muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. Same goes for our mental resilience. Third, practice gratitude. This one can be tough when you're feeling overwhelmed, but trust me, it makes a difference. Take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life, even the small ones. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend. Shifting your focus to what's positive can help recenter you and create a sense of balance. Fourth, engage in mindful living. Being present in the moment is key. Ruminating on past mistakes or worrying about the future just adds fuel to the fire. Stoicism encourages us to be fully engaged in our current experience, whether it's savoring a delicious meal, listening attentively to a friend, or simply appreciating the beauty of nature. Finally, remember that you are not alone. We all go through tough times, and there's strength in knowing that we're all in this together. Lean on your support system, friends, family, mentors, talk about what you're going through, and remember that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's a young professional who just lost her job unexpectedly. Suddenly, she's facing financial insecurity, self-doubt, and a whole lot of stress. She feels like the world has been turned upside down. But Sarah remembers what we've talked about today. She focuses on what she can control: her job search, her budget, her attitude. She practices gratitude for her supportive family and friends. She engages in mindfulness exercises to stay grounded in the present moment. And you know what? Sarah uses this challenging time as an opportunity to learn new skills, explore different career paths, and ultimately come out stronger on the other side. So remember, friends, even when life throws its curveballs, and trust me, it will, stoicism can be your compass, guiding you through the storm with grace and resilience. Here's a quick recap. Control what you can, let go of the rest, adversity builds character, practice gratitude, engage in mindful living, remember that you are not alone. Take these principles to heart, practice them daily, and watch your inner strength grow. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little stoic wisdom. And as always, keep building that mental armor, one day at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.